there's no such thing as a good woman. There's just women. So
you are married. No, you're crossing the line.
You're listening to Kenyan Voices. This is a podcast that touches on themes about Kenya, its people, and contemporary culture. We also invite guests, probe them about themselves, their stories, lessons they've learned, and how to make a difference.
Welcome everyone to today's episode of Kenyan Voices. My name is Eunice Mullinen. I'm a Kenyan living and working in Helsinki, Finland. So today's topic is about a marriage, but before we get into it, I will let everyone introduce themselves. So, Mash.
My name is Machera. I live in Austin, Texas. I'm from Kenya.
My name is Fiona. I'm a Kenyan living in Johannesburg, South Africa since 2013.
I'm Evans. I'm a Kenyan living in Canada.
And finally, Stacy.
My name is Stacy. I also live in Austin, Texas. I assume we're all Kenyan. So,
today's topic is, it's controversial, but also I think it's important that we have the discussion. So, culturally, marriage is used as a definition of the seriousness of a relationship and is also seen as an essential step in a successful life. So with that in mind, what is your opinion about why people get married? So, Mash.
Why people get married? We do things just because other people are doing them. I think that's the one thing, main thing that people get married is because other people are getting married. But from the standpoint of really why it's necessary to get married, I think, marriage is the basic unit of society. So I think in that sense, it creates that environment where you can raise children.
Yeah, so are you saying that without marriage, the kids will not be brought up? So
in the traditional setting, I think it was possible mm-hmm. because children were raised by a community, by a village. But, mm-hmm. I mean, right now, you can see like all the people, the kids who are raised, the society is very demanding of parents. Most of the time, someone with one income is not able to raise a child adequately. And, provide the necessary needs that the child needs. So I think in that sense, yeah, you have to have two people, at least an environment where there's two people working in tandem to make it easy for a child to be raised.
I disagree, but we'll circle back to that. Fiona?
I think it's really good for stability and to be able to, I'm not married, so the advice... the stuff I'm saying is just from what I see and what I know and how I've been brought up. I think it's good for stability, just for partnership, companionship, and to bring up kids. I think it's ideal when kids are brought up in a situation where where the parents are married so that they can be fully present. I mean, that's not the only way, but I think it's the ideal.
Evans.
I think it's all those things that have been said. But I also think that it's hard to define marriage. First of all, what it is, let alone to decide why you even do it, right? Is it legal marriage or is it traditional marriage or is it religious marriage, right? So those are three different things. How hard as it is to define those, it's even harder to give reasons why should you and why shouldn't you? So I'm going to speak specifically about legal marriage today. And I'm going to say...
Let me interrupt. I think the question was, why do people get married? We're not asking why do you think people should or should not. We're just asking why do people get married? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, for all those reasons, and yes, let's say that people get married for all those good imaginary, some imaginary and some real reasons, I guess.
Okay, Stacy.
I think people get married so that they can have someone to drive crazy for the rest of their lives and have that one person that maybe they could tolerate a little bit more than the others. So that's about it. Yep.
That was Tron.
Eunice, why are you not agreeing with my premise of why people get married?
Pedal back a bit. I live in the Nordics, and the Nordics are anti-marriage. Like, anything that you can get as a married person, you can get by just living together with a person. Same legal rights, same everything. So why do you need to bring the government in a relationship?
So I guess now this circles back to what Evans was trying to say. I think the thing that's out there is marriage legally and then religiously. But I think marriage in my definition is people who decide, okay, me and this person are just going to go and live together indefinitely.
But do married people always live together?
Living together doesn't mean physically. It's just meaning that they are committed to each other for the long term.
Yeah, but you can be committed to each other without being married.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to be married. But marriage.
So essentially, it's not a marriage.
No, you are sticking to the traditional definition of marriage. Like in my village, my grand uncles had several wives. There's the traditional definition of marriage in the West. And there's other definitions of marriage elsewhere. But, you know, I think what I mean is that people just making a decision to go and live together, that's a marriage. It doesn't have to conform to any specific definition of marriage.
I think marriage is very, very specific. I mean, people live together long-term partners, okay? But I think marriage is when you bring in the legality of it. But we'll circle back to that. My own observation and idea why people get married, first of all, is for legal reasons. Various legal reasons. It depends on where you are from. But if you're talking about the Kenyan concept, I think people view marriage as a means to an end. Like, a relationship is not successful unless somebody puts a ring on it, or unless you have a wedding, or, you know, it's more of a societal construct for me. That's why I think people get married.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, that is true, and I think the other perspective, of course, is also religious. So I'm a Christian, and the basic unit of a family is the basic unit of society is the family, and the family in the Christian context is the couple that is married and have committed and are married. So that is important as well, because it's a faith thing for a lot of people.
But the Christian concept of marriage is one man and many women. It's not necessarily like you become yoked to one person, right? Because most of the biblical figures had multiple wives, right? Like, I cannot like remember, and it's been a while, so correct me if I'm wrong. But what major biblical figure had only one wife?
So I'll tell you, and I'll even direct you to where in the Bible it says that it's just marriage is between one man and one woman. That's really what the Bible says. The people in the Bible weren't perfect, and they weren't always, and none of us is really. But there was a lot of what you're saying, but that doesn't mean that it's the model.
In your opinion, Fiona, to have a family, to live as a family, marriage is necessary. I mean, according to Christianity.
Yes, that is a Christian teaching. Yes.
So does this cease to be a family if you don't have children and you're just married, just the two of you?
No, absolutely not. And even if you get married, someone may leave, someone may die. But what we're just saying is the ideal model.
But then who woke up and decided that that's the ideal, and then everyone just kind of went along with it?
I'm sure there's so there's many religions around the world, and many religions.
There is.
Many religions have.
But what I'm saying is most of the religions I know are borrow heavily from the Abrahamic religions, right? And for that one, I'm thinking of the three major religions, and they all have like marriage is between one man and multiple women in the same household.
Are you talking about
that is not
well, yeah, biblical stories, right? And then just the history of those religions as is.
So I mean, even if you got to go back into the beginning and look at Genesis, I mean, it was one man and one woman, basically. It was that simple.
I think Genesis opens a whole can of worms on who Cain married, and
he married his sisters.
Yes, no, but the question that was being asked was around the one, you know, the monogamy issue. So I think on that, the Bible actually is very clear.
Mash, is marriage necessary in your own opinion?
You know, marriage is just people formalizing dating. Is dating necessary? Even the people who don't want to get married, most of them, good percentage, go out and date to one point or the other. So I guess the question is...
No, don't form your own question.
Is marriage necessary? Is dating necessary? This is a complex question. If I go by my definition of why people get married, which is to create an environment where you can bring up a family, yes, marriage is important in that sense. Does somebody have to get married? Absolutely not. I mean, you don't have to get married. I mean, people can live by themselves, but also it's good to remember that marriage is also a form of insurance. Like, living with somebody is a form of insurance. Like Stacey said the other day, she almost choked on pancakes.
But what if I was married and my husband wasn't there at that time, right? So that's not an airtight insurance policy.
Yeah, no, it's not airtight.
What happened to the pancakes? I cannot remember.
Man, I almost died. And then I thought, maybe marriage isn't too bad.
Oh, yes.
As long as I can train my husband to do CPR.
I don't know if I answered that question. I think it's necessary in that sense.
No, Mash, I think you're dancing around the issue. So, to have a family, to have a family, to have children, to train children, well-adjusted children, is marriage absolutely necessary in your own opinion?
As a society, yes. Marriage
forget society. Does marriage complete a family?
Yes and no. Let's see what other people say.
I think, Eunice, actually, here, let me step in. Eunice, in the U.S., yes, because marriage protects the woman and the child to where you can't just abandon your wife and child and not have like repercussions for it. So in the U.S., in order to protect children, absolutely, like marriage is necessary because, you know, going through child support and whatever is a hassle in this country, right? But if you have that marriage, you know, maybe you don't pay child support, but you pay alimony, right? To where at least your child is financially taken care of. And then let's say the dad goes and dies somewhere and then leaves money. If you're not legally married, it becomes so hard to fight it, right? As a woman, because then you take care of your child. So your child is still under you under a certain age. So yeah, here, definitely. If you're not married, the protections for your child like go down significantly.
Okay, I'll chime in. Like in Finland, for example, married people and unmarried people in a relationship have the same rights. So your children are protected, married, unmarried, divorced, doesn't matter. If my boyfriend dies, his inheritance or assets directly go to my son. Like, there's no discussion. I don't have to file anything directly, like, to my son. The thing is that me as his guardian, every year I have to file. I have to give receipts what I did with that money as a guardian until he turns 18. So they're trying to protect the child from exploitation by the remaining partners. The other thing is that in Finland there's no alimony. So being married and then divorced does not give you any kind of financial benefit. Number two, the amount of child support that somebody pays is determined by the government. It's not determined by how much you earn, per se. It's determined by how much the government thinks that each child spends a year. And it's about 300 euros. If my husband is earning, I don't know, 100, is earning a million a month, I'm not going to get any more than 300. It's just simply that. But then again, we have a very good social system. Like if you're struggling, the government steps in. It gives you more money for your child.
And that's the big difference between the US and there, right? Here is every man for himself. And even God isn't for us all. So that's the biggest difference is that there's social nets there. So, you know, as a woman, you want to protect yourself, you know, by getting married. And then, of course, there's the whole issues of prenups and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, in this day and age, if you want to be able to raise your children comfortably, you have to get married.
That's really sad, I think. I mean, us guys, actually, we decided to get married because we thought that, you know, in the future we'd want to like move either to the US or Canada. And we read these horror stories online, like if your partner dies, you're not entitled to anything. Like you've worked together for something and suddenly you have nothing. And we're like, maybe it's a good idea, but we were perfectly happy.
Well, let me just say this. Listening to all you talking is very concerning to me. Because you start off with, oh, it's protection against, protect the children against the man should he leave. But it seems like people just read what they read and they don't even check how long ago that was written and then they just regurgitate it. My advice is this, anyone who wants to get married, it's fine. It's good to raise kids and blah, 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 blah. The thing is, know that it is a legal contract. Masha, I know you're talking about, oh, you know, there's, we're not talking about the legal contract. We're just talking about two people living together. And I agree. I agree with you 100%. Except your thinking is about 10 years old and about 5,000 miles to the east of here. And I say this in good faith and everything, but the only reason why any guy should get married right now is if you know what the real statistics are. This is good thinking for a woman, for sure. For a man, it is absolute suicide. Suicide, I say. Don't do it. If you want to get married, here's two things as a man here, as a man in this side of in the North American continent, especially Canada and the US. I don't know about Mexico. I think Mexico things are a little bit better there. But as a man get married in the US in 2020, US, Canada, two things you should have in mind. You should know, you should make peace with the fact that the divorce court is not on your side should anything happen, okay? Number two, there's no such thing as a good woman. There's just women. So if you are married...
No, you're crossing the line.
You should have said no offense before you said that.
Here's what happened. The numbers I'm talking about are well known, and people know for a fact this is what happens. But they pacify themselves with lies.
But Evans, they're in love.
My woman is different. And then 10 years down the line, they see the repercussions of their twisted and warped thinking. And here's the thing, man, I don't get it. To be honest, this is just something that is what it is. Men are very, especially more than women, men have a very good relationship with facts. Except for when this one thing comes in. It's like, oh, you know, she's different, that, oh, I'm going to get married. If I was going to advise anyone, especially...
Evans, you forgot your third point.
Is what?
Evans, the third point is also that custody courts are not in the man's best interest either.
I was gonna ask a question, guys. Marriage is not a must. I mean, like, exactly. Seriously, that's my view.
No, marriage is not a must. No.
So, yeah, marriage is not a must. So, why would you get into marriage with that kind of a mindset?
Good question. Because you're not. You don't know you're getting into a marriage. You think you're getting into.
Hey,
Matt, you've already said it, friend. You've already said it.
Let me follow up that question.
This is 100% true. Look up, and it varies state by state, but look up your common law marriage laws. There are some things, not all things, but there are some things that if you're married, if you're common law, you think, oh, I haven't put a ring on it, I'm safe. No, you're not.
Funny, Evans, is marriage a battlefield?
Can I
is marriage a battlefield?
Let me just respond to that question. She asked, is marriage a battlefield? I said, at the beginning of this show, I said, let's define what marriage is. And there's at least three types of marriage. If you are married to someone by legal.
Yeah, we got
that's
that
a legal
part.
Marriage.
We got
there's
that
a,
part.
There is a Christian and traditional. Now, if you're asking me, is it a battlefield? Depends. Most, we can go by the numbers, most traditional marriages are not a battlefield. Why? Because everyone knows their role. They go in and they know their role, right? It's predefined. It was arranged a long time ago. I'm not saying whether we should go back or not, but it was arranged. Everyone knew their role. Now, marriage, legal marriage in North America in the year 2020, I'm going to be very specific, legal marriage in 2020 in North America is suicide for a man.
Okay.
And if you're a woman, it's good
for you.
Yeah.
No one's forcing you or any other man to get married for that
much. Let me ask you, do you really think that this is my line of reasoning? Do you think I'm saying those things because I'm feeling like I have
I think you're saying them because you believe them?
I'm just giving out advice?
No, I think you're saying those things because you believe them. But I'm just saying no one's forcing anybody to get married.
I mean, that's as obvious as you can.
So let me ask you, Evans, do you want to get married? Do you want to get married?
Oh, you know, we're not really talking about me.
No.
Not anyone else.
Like, there's really no point of view, like, aggressively.
Aggressively being a meninist.
I'm just stating facts.
Yeah, but
and if you
no, what you're doing is you're stating opinion and painting it as fact.
I don't disagree with the premise that that courts are against men during divorces and that women always get the benefit of that. I'm not against that premise.
Yeah,
nobody is. I 100% agree with that. Yeah, women are given the benefit of the doubt. Men are not, right?
Men are not. So I would say, Evans, because this is a big concern for you.
Why is it a big concern for me? I'm not going to accept for you to just say stuff and roll by it. Why are you singling me out as it being an important concern for me? Everyone, listen, I've been listening while you guys were talking. I was
your
just
words, like your
notes.
Words, what you just said, you are very categorical.
Well,
that
prove
this
them
is
wrong. If you prove them wrong.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying for me, that's it's fine. I mean, that's life. We don't have control over many things that we do, you know, that you make a decision at the point when you're making that decision, try to make a decision that's good for you. There's a quote that says, a life, you know, of doing things and failing is better than a life of sitting and doing nothing. So, you know, you go out there, take some risks.
That much.
Yeah, you go out there, take risks, you fail, you get up, you go, you move on.
Listen, Marsh and Evans, I understand this is an American and North American thing, because these problems are not here in the Nordics.
Which problems? Divorce rate.
Well, divorce rate is high, but getting divorced in place like Finland does, most of the time doesn't involve lawyers. People fight over custody when one person is trying to take control of the kid. But quite often we have an office called Lastenvalvoja. A direct translation would be like child welfare officer. So when you get divorced, you go there, and 90% of the time they give you shared custody. And the only rule in Finland is that the person who moves away loses primary custody. Custody will be shared equally, but you lose the primary custody, and the primary custody comes with its own benefits. The other thing, as I said before, as I told Evans here, there's nothing like 50-50 sharing. The stuff you had before, you keep it. There is no alimony. So this, actually, Evans, if you're afraid of marriage, Finland is a perfect place for you.
And with that conclusion, we call it a day. We shall pick it up from here in part 2 of our series. Please be on the lookout for a link, which should be uploaded here in the next few days. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope it was fun, enjoyable, and insightful.